This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hello, I'm Matthew Bannister. Thank you for downloading this episode of Last Word from BBC Radio 4. For more information about the programme, please visit bbc.co.uk/radio4.
On Last Word this week, Paul Van Doren, the American businessman who made his fortune when his Vans sneakers were taken up by skateboarders. Also, Alistair Hanton, who built up the National Gyro Bank and invented the direct debit. And Violetta Elvin, the Russian ballerina who rivaled Dame Margot Fonteyn at Covent Garden. Alistair Hanton, OBE, who's died aged 94. Now, the Russian ballerina Violetta Elvin was once described by The Times as the only rival ever to give Dame Margot Fonteyn a run for her money. After training with the Bolshoi, Violetta made her debut on the Covent Garden stage in 1946, a performance witnessed by the choreographer and dancer Ronald Hind, who was then 14 years old.
Covent Garden reopened with the big production of Sleeping Beauty. Violetta was going to appear as the Bluebird. So I actually saw her first performance on an English stage. This unknown Russian girl, unknown to us, with her rather flamboyant Russian style. Beautiful woman. In fact, my brother was on the Piccadilly line and he said to me, the most beautiful woman I've ever seen came in at Baron's Court and sat down. She had wonderful legs and wonderful feet and very black hair. I said, that was Violetta Elvin. So she made an immense impression visually. And of course, she was a lovely dancer.
Violetta Vasilyeva Prokhorova was born in Moscow in 1923, where her father was a Soviet engineer and aviation pioneer. Her friend, the Italian senator Raffaello Lauro, was so entranced by her story that he wrote a novel based on her life called Dance of Love. He spoke to us through an interpreter.
Il padre era un personaggio, anche se non apparteneva al regime stalinista.
Her father was not a member of the Stalin regime, but her father was known. He was in the Air Force and he had a great interest for Italian Renaissance art. Though he was of some renown, they lived in collective housing, and Donna Violetta confessed that she suffered a lot through this lack of privacy. And except for one room which was private, which was where her father kept furniture, mementos, art, drawing, she felt that this was bringing about some suffering, as well as fear of being spied on. This proved to be true. And it came alive on three occasions when her father enrolled her at Bolshoi, when she had her wonderful rendition of Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty, and finally when she started to entertain relations with the British embassy in Moscow, which gave rise to special attention on the part of the KGB. She carried this fear from an early age through the Bolshoi period onto her later activity.
Ci fossero delle spie del regime stalinista.
When the Soviet authorities found out that Violetta was seeing foreign diplomats, most notably Harold Elvin from the British embassy, she was forced to leave the Bolshoi. She married Elvin in 1945, but her problems were not over.
Passare da un regime totalitario.
Her dream was that of leaving the oppressive regime and moving into what was the greatest democracy on earth in the United Kingdom. Stalin greatly resisted this, and it was only thanks to the pressure through the UK Prime Minister at the time, exercised by her husband Harold Elvin, that they were able to leave.
Ed approdando poi alla stazione Vittoria.
She was beautiful in Ashton's Cinderella and his Sylvia. In Swan Lake, she was wonderful in Swan Lake. Everything she did really was pretty wonderful.
Was her style of dancing different from the rest of the company because she'd had that Russian training?
Exactly. Bit by bit, she managed to tone down some of the Russian embellishments and became more restrained in the English style.
Donna Violetta mi ha confessato che il suo arrivo a Roma, a Londra, l'ha entusiasmò a tal punto.
Violetta was enthused to be in London, and in her own words, she entered on tiptoe. The biggest reward she received was to be able to perform at the Queen's coronation.
Was there a time when she left the Royal Ballet and went overseas to appear, I think, in Milan?
Yes, she went several times to Milan, and she went once for a very lengthy period. And she came back and she was simply wonderful. That was her peak when she came back. But she was just giving everything she had, and her technique had improved, her jump had improved. She was never really a wonderful jumper. She came back and was amazed at Giselle. She went flying through the air.
Violetta's marriage to Harold Alvin was dissolved in 1952. A second marriage lasted only a couple of years, and then she fell in love with a wealthy Italian lawyer. After marrying Fernando Savarese, Violetta announced her retirement from the ballet and moved to Italy to help run a hotel overlooking the Bay of Naples. But when she looked back on her career, what did she see as her greatest role?
Non ho dubbi che sia stata la bella addormentata.
I have no doubt that this piece is Sleeping Beauty by Tchaikovsky. It was her tour role. It was the role that best fitted her, though, of course, she was by no means limited by it.
Era diplomata al Bolshoi perché era stata, diciamo.
The last chapter of my book, I describe a futuristic dream, almost a creative folly, where she imagines age 94 to return to Bolshoi and dance again. And in her imaginary audience, everybody would be there. Ninette de Valois, Ashton, all the dancers, of course, Rudolf Nureyev.
So was she one of the 20th century greats of the ballet?
Well, possibly if her career had been longer, she could have been termed that. But she was a superb dancer. She was just a magnificent dancer.
Chiuderei un film su Donna Violetta.
If I was a director, I would close my film with a scene as she descends from the Savarese Palazzo. Elegant, fascinating, always fragrant with arpège. She sometimes walked with a little umbrella in the case of rain, and everybody turned to see her, more an apparition of class and beauty than a human physical form.
Per le strade di Vico Equense, e tutti anche i turisti si giravano a guardarla. Sembrava un'apparizione piuttosto che una dimensione fisica, un'apparizione di classe e di bellezza.
Memories of Violetta Elvin, who's died aged 97. This week you also heard last words on the banker Alistair Hanton, the businessman Paul Van Doren, and the thinker Edward de Bono. Don't forget we're available as a podcast. Just search for Last Word on the BBC Sounds app. If you've enjoyed this podcast, discover more music, radio and podcasts on BBC Sounds. 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 Sounds.